It's Jim Norton. You're listening to the You Know What, Dude podcast on gloryholeradio.com. Ugh. You know what, dude?
And this is part two of the Bailey J podcast. Today, Jim Norton steps in to talk about one of his hobbies, which is Bailey J type women. It's hilarious. Two of the funniest guys I know, Jim Norton, Joe DeRosa, are on the podcast. And Matt, one of the luckiest guys in the world, is there. And Bailey J, one of the hottest chicks with a hog, is on the podcast. It's hilarious. One of my favorite podcasts we've ever done. So sit back and enjoy Bailey J podcast, part two. Uh-oh, here he is, Jim Norton. The dog
Jimmy!
Will bark. Shh, the dog. Shh. You excited?
I'm going to sit on that face like
he's very...
No, he seems cool.
He's a great guy. Here he is. Jim Norton
here
is coming
in.
My wife is going. He's going to be so disappointed when he sees my wife walk out.
Oh.
A regular chick.
Her dick's out.
Shh. The dogs love. My wife will not shut the dogs up either.
Aww.
What's going on?
Jimmy Norton.
Jim Norton. Jim
in
Norton.
The house.
Come on in. Here we go. We're live right now. You Know What, Dude podcast. And Mr. Jim Norton has come in.
Hey, buddy. How
Jim,
are
you're
you?
Going to be sharing a mic with Bailey J. Bailey J, big fan. Jim Norton, fan of Bailey J.
This is Matt.
Matt, this is her husband, Matt.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Look at Kelby. My dog loves fucking Jim. It's almost disgusting. Look at it. Ugh, makes me sick. Look at him. Look at him. He gets so tender and gentle, too. I'm talking about the dog, not Jim.
Jimmy, what's on your hip, man? What is that, a camera?
Yeah, I always carry it.
He carries a camera, yeah.
It's fucking
for evidence.
It's a real camera you're carrying. Yes. I like it.
He actually does fucking investigations on the side. So Jim, private eye. Jim, we got sausage soup, not because Bailey's here, and then we have brownies.
Not because Bailey's here.
Not because Bailey's here.
I want to like defend my asshole right now about how pink it is.
Your asshole is fucking.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
Jim, I don't know if you're a fan. You know Bailey J.
Yeah.
Of her.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I know you. I love you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so you're going to share a mic with Bailey. Does that bother you?
No, it doesn't bother her.
No,
she's like a porno.
Matt is very secure with his fucking woman, by the way. So you guys are fans, so that's good. Woman, you're a woman. She did quotes when I said woman. I mean, let me tell you something, dude. We've been talking for like an hour. You are a fucking girl.
Oh, no,
you,
totally. Like, B. Arthur has a pussy. Let's just keep that in mind.
Yes, yes.
Let's not say bad things about B. Arthur.
No, she loves B. Arthur.
I wouldn't dare.
Big
you,
golden girls.
You have a beautiful white missile cock. That's what I want to call it.
I really do.
It's a beautiful. Have you seen it, Jim? You can grab the mic.
No, Bob, I haven't.
Wait a minute, Jim. You mean you've never seen Bailey's cock?
I don't know what you're talking about. Why would I be on those sites and a member?
Are you a member? You're not a member.
No.
Who pays for porn? Nobody.
Exactly. You guys, move that mic in the middle so you guys can
get the funniest fucking thing that I ever, Jim, that I ever heard you say was I was on the show one day. We're talking about hermaphrodites, and Opie goes, "Would you bang a fucking hermaphrodite?" And you go, "Ugh, of course not. Who would want to have to decide between those two delicious choices?"
I mean, the funniest thing you ever said to me was we were up in Delhi, New York. Okay, up where you guys, way up further where you guys live.
Okay,
Bailey lives up near Poughkeepsie.
Yeah, like Fishkill.
Yeah, Fishkill. So if you're ever doing bananas. But let me get a little video here.
Hang on, get together. There you go.
Hang on. We got Jim Norton and
Is this
Bailey.
Video or photo?
This is video.
I was going to say, I don't want video of us just like.
Yeah.
Frozen like two idiots.
Hi, Jim Norton. There's Matt.
Hi there.
Hi, Matt. That's Bailey's husband. There's fucking poor DeRosa. DeRosa was in love with Bailey all week and thought she was. I didn't tell him that Matt was showing up, and I broke
very strategically brought my husband.
Hit it from me like a scumbag.
I broke his fucking heart. He thought he was going home.
Fucking hurt.
He thought he was doing this before, stretching his mouth out, trying to suck a banana with no teeth before he got here.
When not married, I'm a sure thing. So,
oh boy,
just any dick in the room, it's on.
Hey, am I allowed to make a shout out?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to make a shout out to my friend Rob Bloom in Long Island.
Oh wow, he's the one that told us.
Yeah,
about
he's
you.
Listening right now. Oh, he's like he loves all you guys immensely.
Well, you should have just named like 19 super ethnic names. Like, I want to shout out to Jamal.
Well, actually, I. We were talking about the funniest thing Jim ever said. I don't even know if I can say it. I'm not even going to say it. I don't think I can say it on air.
Was that bad?
Yeah, I think. Well, no, I think it was not that bad actually. Jim said, "Come on, Norton."
Right.
But we were out in the middle of nowhere in Delhi, New York, and I was like, "Dude, I'm hungry." It was like fucking 3 a.m. and I was like, "Can we get something to eat?" He just, "We got to go home. I want to go home." And I'm like, "I'm hungry." He's like, "If I see something, we'll stop. Other than that, you know, I just want to get home." All of a sudden,
I resent your impression of me.
Right. Sorry, I heard that.
You sound like a real You're right. Idiot. You're right. I'll do it better. All of a sudden, we see an adult bookstore in the middle of nowhere. Fucking literally applies the brakes.
He made that noise.
Cuts across the fucking highway where you're not supposed to cut across. We go in. I'm like, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I gotta go see something." He goes in to the booth. The booth, but it was a bunch of gay guys in there, right? And he comes out angry. He's like, "What the fuck?" They kept knocking on the fucking door because they wanted to suck his cock. He just wanted to jerk off some porn. We finally get to a McDonald's after he fucking cranks one out. I'm like, "What the fuck?" I go, "Jim, I was a little fucking weirded out." I'm like, "Dude, would you suck like if an old guy came up to you and would you suck his cock for $1 million? And he goes, $1 million? I paid a black chick to shit on my chest for $250.
Wow.
I was only kidding. I didn't mean that.
I know.
I'm glad we got fucking McDonald's and me jerking off in the porn booth in the same story. Fucking healthy evening that was.
it really was. But Bailey is her name is was Brian.
Brian, yes.
What do they call it when they say that? They
talking
say,
to the mic.
They say, "What was your birth name or your boy name?" Or how do
I
they
see? I stay away as far away from the transsexual community because they're all fucking insane hookers. So I don't know what term they use.
Right.
You know they.
Right.
Tranny gaggle from hell.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I just say like, "Hey, when I was a dude, my name was Brian."
Oh wow.
But I never went by Brian. I went by BJ, which is I know hilarious. But like that was my nickname growing up. So I never went from being like Dave to being a chick. You know what I mean? So it wasn't. Wasn't a jump.
You never ever, because a lot of trannies do Craigslist.
By the way, is tranny an offensive term or no?
I think technically, but once again, I'm so ostracized from all the other trannies that I don't know what's.
What do you
okay,
call? What do you?
Is
okay.
This basically like if you were a black guest and Bob was saying, "So listen, do most jigs do it the way you do?" Is that kind of the same thing?
It probably is.
It's not the most offensive thing you could say, but
hey, hey,
hey! Oh shit!
You understand? I don't mean fucking.
How much better would this be if it was a black tranny right now?
No,
it would be a lot worse. Like fishnets across the black.
Nobody would want to suck your cock.
That's true.
Well, black transsexuals can go either way. I mean, sometimes they can be very pretty, but a lot of times it's like, nah. I could see from a long distance away, but they're not.
Really?
Well, because black guys have muscles for like no reason. I dated a black guy. And he had like full ripped everything for no reason. He was the laziest piece of shit I was ever with.
Really?
And he just had like abs and pecs and biceps.
Genetics.
And so when they decide to be a chick, it's like, you know, they got slave muscles.
It's like blowing OT. OTO, sorry.
Did you say slave muscles?
Slave muscles. Like
plowing
like,
fields.
Plowing, like the guy said on the NFL. Jeez. Yeah, like
yes, big, Jimmy the Greek, yes.
Yeah, big fucking NFL muscles. And then they're like, "Hey, I think I'm going to be a chick today."
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Yeah.
I think Asian make the best transsexuals, like the most passable quote. Like,
they really
do. As a group, but I'm not a fan. Asians don't really turn me on.
You don't like those little fucking puds.
No, but I don't
That's
like.
What I call them.
I don't like Asian girls. They don't. They're nice friends, but you like them?
No, I don't.
I don't like. They're too submissive, and there's not enough personality there for me.
Right.
Oh, I like them, but see, I look like Jewy, so that usually goes well for people who don't like Asians, because I'm right. My skull is like the anti-Asian, because it's just like right. features.
Yeah,
like,
Hitler would fucking
forward.
Totally burn you.
Oh my god, right?
Oh, you fucking.
I'd be under his boot in 5 minutes. Yeah. Like, yeah. It'd be done.
I think he'd blow her first.
Yeah,
he'd burn her.
Yeah, he'd suck my dick, then he'd crush my skull under his big Hitler boot. So. In a good way.
I think.
friends with Vanity? I like Vanity.
I fucked her in the ass. We're not friends, but I did fuck her in the ass.
Well, all right, cool. We can high five about that.
Work calls. So.
You gotta fix that mic somehow. Get Jimmy
I'm
in there.
About how do we?
Okay, right there, right there, right there. Bend it over towards him a little, Jimmy. You gotta,
okay.
You gotta talk.
I can
these
lean
are
in.
These aren't like studio mics. You gotta really eat them. You gotta eat them.
Okay.
Yeah, like that. Pretend it's Bailey's cock.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that red.
I'm gonna, actually, speaking
blood
of your
red
cock. Well, I'm looking at your cock right now.
Are you really?
I'm on your website.
Oh, okay.
It's not like honey.
It's there.
My wife is right there.
You're not exactly gonna.
How
my
many
pussy
times,
there.
Dawn? By the way, how many times have you walked by his computer and he's had to slam it shut? And he's and you know that he's
just usually leaves a lot of pages open.
So. Oh, that he clicks on something else.
He just and he thinks it's stupid.
Yeah. Okay. So like he has a pounding erection
it's
and
fucking
it's like
hilarious.
There's a Scrabble game going on.
Yeah.
I've never.
It's like you're at work.
Do you want some sausage stew?
I certainly do. But here's the thing.
Soup, nuts, stew.
This is where women should be better. Like, women are open for most fantasies, but women have a weird time with a friend of mine likes transsexuals, and he told me that women have a hard time going with that fantasy. It's just too bizarre for them.
Yeah. I mean,
I understand that. That makes sense. Well, because I mean, like, a chick. I'm a fucking tranny, yeah. And I'm fucking creeped out by fucking trannies. Like
really?
I hate to sound whatever the anti-Semitic version of tranny
is. When you were with Vanity, okay? You were with Vanity.
Right. I didn't see Vanity.
She was cool.
You know Vanity, Jim.
She's great.
She was supposed to be my date when I hosted the Porn Awards.
Right.
In 2003. It was January of 2004.
Right.
And I said, would you go with me? Because I think it'd be funny to walk down the red carpet and pretend I didn't know.
Right.
And she got arrested for blowing somebody on the floor at the expo.
Really?
Like, oh, what a great date she would have been.
I fucked that girl in the ass. Don't tell me that. I'm always worried. I'm like, I'm going to get AIDS right now. Like,
did
I'm
you
just
get
like,
checked out?
Well, yeah. Oh, I mean, they do testing.
I don't even know. She might have had a condom on. I mean, I'm not saying she did it raw.
Oh, no. I don't think she's gross. I just mean it freaks me out sometimes when I hear about what these girls do, because I'm just like, I got paid $2,000 to be here today. Like, don't tell me what you do.
Right.
Let's just do this.
Right.
And I don't do scenes very often. I'm incredibly well known in the tranny porn scene, but I've probably done 10 scenes in my entire life.
How do you make your money? Is it off of your website?
I do. My website brings in enough money that I've never hooked. I'm not a hooker. I've never done. Not that hookers
damn
are.
Damn it.
Not that hookers are bad.
Me and Jim both fucking went, damn it.
Yeah, me too.
Not that,
just did
not
it internally.
That there's anything wrong. There's nothing wrong with hookers. I'm just not one.
Right.
I just would never do that, but there's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
If that makes sense.
But sorry, Jim.
I don't believe in paying for sex.
Really? You don't?
No, I don't go for that.
No, right. Oh, God. I was telling him the story when I never got to it, but it was with the middle act opener coming back in the meatpacking district. And he said, does Jim Norton really? We saw a tranny walking by. He goes, does Jim Norton really go with, like, trannies? Does he really pay trannies? And I look over. He's in the car next to me looking at trannies at 3 in the morning. It's him. I go, does that answer your fucking question? And I go, Jim. And
just,
I,
like, lurking.
He just took off down the street. Looking.
Yeah. I'll say that wasn't very good timing for me.
It was perfect timing for me.
Yeah,
it's like the time I caught a leaf in my mouth. So let me ask you a question. You are with Matt, okay?
Uh-huh.
But you do these porns, but you never do them with guys.
I don't, and it's not because he's even mentioned, like, you know, if you do decide to do a scene with a guy, it's good for business. It pays our electricity bill. You know what I mean? Like, he's obviously doesn't frown upon it completely because he knows what we have is we're good. We're simpatico. But like, the thing is I don't want to. It would feel weird. I don't like chicks. I don't like trannies.
Because a tranny on tranny, I think that wouldn't, isn't that, I mean, what's the most popular tranny porno?
I say tranny with a dude because everyone goes for it. Guys who like trannies, married guys who say they don't like trannies. Everybody wants to see a tranny get fucked in the ass. At least on some level. So that's usually the
if
most
you
popular.
If you're not, but here's my question. If you're not into trannies, how do you, I mean, because I've seen you bang them. How do you?
Viagra.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Viagra and concentration. And wow. I mean, because I'm just...
Who's
I'm,
talking right now? Is it Jim or is... Oh, Bailey, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We have the same voice. No.
You have the same fucking regimen when you got to get a hard on, too.
The same outlook on life. Just block it all out and pop a pill.
if it's a regular girl with a vagina, Viagra.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, chicks don't do it for me. Trannies don't do it for me. But it's business. And I literally feel like I'm being paid to pick my friend's nose, if that makes sense.
Right. Okay.
It's so platonic. It's so... Right. but not gross, I guess, but just it's platonic.
Because I would think that the reason why the guy on tranny sex, like a guy hooking a uh-huh. porno, we just can we do the brownies? I didn't want to fucking say it on the podcast, honey. I was kind of trying to do it to you.
Bring over brownies.
Yeah, everybody's fucking dying here. Can we have some brownies?
I would like some stew.
Oh yeah, have some stew. Have some sausage stew. But that's right. Can I have a brownie? Yeah, let's have
what
some.
What kind
brownies.
Of brownies are they, Don?
They're brownie brownies.
Milk chocolate brownies with peanut butter chips. Oh.
They're fucking great. Let me fucking flop one of those in my wife.
Are they for real brownies, or are they like a diety kind of thing?
Okay. No, they're real brownies.
Because of me? Okay.
I didn't say
you
that.
Fucking cocksucker. Cause
I didn't say that, motherfucker.
Because I'm chunky.
Oh, what an asshole. Jesus Christ.
I recently made gluten-free brownies. They taste like shit.
Wow, those smell really good. Those smell really nice.
The worst.
These smell good, yeah. Help yourself, guys. Have some brownies. But I would think that porn, like watching a guy, you know, hook up with you would be more popular because the guys are watching it and that's what they're fantasizing. Like, I love watching a guy get a blowjob on the POV because I can pretend it's
right,
me.
Right, right, right. No, see, that makes sense. I totally get that. But, like, you know how, like, the hottest
girl... Sorry to interrupt you, but the POV he means is looking up.
That point of view. But, like, okay, so
that's the only way. That's when I come.
You know how the hot,
I like when the balls he moves one up and down. Sorry.
You know how the hottest girl you know isn't gonna have to take it in the ass because she just doesn't have to because she's too fucking cute.
Right.
Similar.
Right.
Like I said, by comparison, I'm the best tranny there is in my industry. I'm sure there's better, whatever. But just to sound modest, but because trannies look the way they do and I look the way I do, I'm expected to do less work. So right. I'm not expected to take 10 big black dicks in my ass. Not that there's anything wrong with black people. And that's just the way it is. Like I'm cute, so I do less work. Yeah. That's the world we live in. Yeah, everybody.
She won Performer of the Year, but
I did two videos at that point
where she was she didn't really perform that much at all.
Performer of the Year, no face. I have a good face. That's all it was.
You have a good face, but no, it's not even that. It's all around your good face, good body, ass. Everything about you is female.
And I haven't been done to death with plastic surgery. The only surgery I've had is my tits. Like everything else is just what I fucking look like.
The only surgery.
Yeah, the only surgery I've ever had is my tits. They're fake shit. But everything else, they're as fake as it gets.
Settle down, Joe.
Yeah, all right.
Joe almost fucking. Joe just opened his mouth.
It's just meeting her has
brought
a new confusion into my life.
They're pouches at best.
Never dealt with up until now.
What are you talking about?
Oh, fuck. All right.
They're fake.
Those are fake?
They're hella fake. Look at them.
There are two jobs in there. Yeah,
there's like, two boob jobs in here.
That's what
34D?
32 double D.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm little and I have a huge rack.
Was that one operation or was it several?
It was two. It was
27.
Two.
How big is your...
My what? You mean my pussy? My pussy's huge. No.
What size?
Why are you afraid to say the word?
No,
it's gift.
My man clit? You mean my man clit?
How big is your cock?
My cock is... What is it, Matt? I don't even know.
It's like six and a half inches.
Like six
long.
And a half inches, but it's like 6 inches around. It's a fat dick. And I don't inundate myself with hormones because I just never needed them. I look like
it's kind of like the iPhone.
So your voice is your voice.
She has
I mean, when I wake up in the morning, I sound like Kat Von D a little bit.
Like, do your Kat Von D impression.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? she's like from SoCal, so she's just like, I'm from SoCal. But I kind of sound like that minus the SoCal thing.
Right, you don't wake up in the morning, you sound like fucking...
Yeah, I don't have like 5 o'clock shadow and I'm like scratching my beard. I didn't get facial hair. I don't...
like Oscar from fucking Sesame Street.
Look at my fucking arms. Look at my arms. I don't shave my arms. I'm Italian and Spanish and that's what my arms
look
like.
Wait a minute now. You got fucking... Yeah,
I mean, even your hips are girlish.
Can you stand up for a second?
You mind not to...
We haven't even looked... I mean,
I'll take the headphones off.
You can take the
table apart.
All right.
No, you can take the headphones off. Hang on now. Hang on now. Wait a minute. Now, I don't give a fuck who you are. I don't care what fucking dude you are. Look at you.
I have fat thighs.
Let me see. Yeah, you have hips. You have childbearing hits. That's a woman's bum.
You know, you have a creepier vibe right now than that guy in Fame who made Irene Cara suck her thumb. Go ahead, Coco. Put your thumb in your mouth.
Made her cry.
Yeah, the only thing fake is my boobs.
That's it.
And my personality.
What made you get fake titties for the industry?
Well, I didn't. Actually, people fought me tooth and nail about getting boobs. They were like, "You look like a little girl. Don't get tits. I wanted big fucking melons. I just wanted them. So
right.
They're actually, I'm wearing a padded push-up bra, so they're not quite this big. I'm a double D.
We're a double D.
I'm happy.
My wife's got fake titties too.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, she got fake boobs.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh shit.
I smell a contest.
Compare surgeons right now.
You guys should push your boobs together.
Yes. Matt, as soon as these two fucking knuckleheads leave, we'll do that.
And if my bra's padded, I'll take my padded bra off. They're like,
oh god.
I won't show them.
Can you sign it for me?
Are you friends with Joey Silvera?
I am. I'm really good friends with Joey. He was gonna give me away at my wedding, but
he's the nicest guy in porn.
He was too busy.
Yeah, I love Joe. He's been a friend of mine for years. He's a great dude.
Isn't he cool?
Have you been to his
shit?
Beautiful house?
Many times. Do you know how annoying it is when I'm jerking off and I recognize the floor?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've hung out there.
Yeah.
Like lime green couch. What the fuck's going on?
He is a nice guy. I met him at the Hard Rock when we used to do the that stupid show. He was a really sweet guy. I thought he'd be like, you know, really cool and cocky and shit. He was just like, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah.
Really regular down to earth.
Bailey is the first porn star I've ever met. First person in the porn industry I've ever. Oh no, I met the
wear them
the
like
cellar.
Mickey Mouse ears.
I met the Potter twins at the cellar. But they were
Potter twins.
The Potter twins are two twins that did porn very briefly, and there's a video where one of the twins fucks the other one with a strap on. Mm. It's one of my favorite videos ever. And I saw them at the cellar. One of them is married.
Can I just say this though? First of all, we're at the cellar. This comic shows up. For whatever, he's a comic. He's an older
really
guy.
Really, just jumping into.
I'm
going to
set you up bigger.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sorry. Fucking insecure cocksucker.
Fuck you.
We're sitting there. We're just these two blondes come in with this comic and their friend, and we're just hanging out. And we're no big deal. These are hot. Older fucking milfy bitches. Joe gets this eye. His eyes open up. He just starts staring at them. And then he's like, oh,
well,
it hit him who the fuck they were.
I saw Neil Brennan first, right?
Right.
And I go, Neil, are they the fucking, is that the Potter twins at the table? And he goes, no, one of them's married to so-and-so. I don't think so. And I go,
you recognize them?
I recognize them.
That's
because I went through a phase where all I was doing was looking for twins. And I found them. It's hard to find twins that'll actually kind of get down. So I found them and I was a big fan. And I sat at the table with them and everybody left the table and I was just sitting there with them. And I finally, it was quiet. And
you had already jerked off to them at this point?
Many times at home. Many, many times. And I said to him, I go, are you guys, I'm sorry, I'm Joe, how you doing? And I go, do you,
Is it awkward meeting people you jerked off to, by the way?
Well, I've never
met anybody I haven't.
You take that out. You hand it back.
Because I'll tell you why I'm doing that, because I'm eating sausage and I don't want to stick my face in belly.
Hang on, stop. He's really having sausage.
Yeah,
it's soup. My wife really, I don't want people to think that.
Yeah, sorry, Joe.
Not at all. So it was quiet for a minute. I go, hi, I'm Joe, how you doing? And they go, hi, Joe. And I say, I don't mean to be forward, but you guys look really familiar. Do you work in the business? And they go, no. And I go, you sure? You're not, like, never acted or anything like that? And they go, no, never. Huh. And I go, I'm sorry, you look familiar. I thought I might know you from something. And they go, no, not us. And then it was quiet for, like, literally a minute. And then one of them goes, okay, look, a long time ago we did some acting, but that's behind us now.
Wow.
And I go,
some acting, you can call it.
I go, you're the Potter twins, right? And they go, yeah. And I go, fuck. But they were very, very, very stern about, like, we don't recognize that part of our lives anymore.
Fuck them.
They paid their bills. They need to calm down.
Exactly. I went home and watched these two fucking whores stick shit in each other's assholes. They're sisters.
So did I.
Each other.
So did I. I got angry.
Yeah, fuck you.
They told me that.
Being uptight. You did it.
The chemistry is better if you know each other your entire life. I'm just going to put it out
there. Well, I mean, look, man, let's not get carried away.
Here's what this was about.
Yes.
They didn't care about being recognized. Joe gave them the creeps.
Right.
And you're like, do we need him? Being a fan, let's just pretend we're anybody else. Because he probably said the same thing to the fucking Conan brothers when they came in. Remember the barbarian guys? They were in DC cab.
He said it to you when he met you. Aren't you Jim Norton? No, I'm not. Nobody wants to fucking know Joe.
But, all right, well, that got to necessarily mean.
Bailey J likes you.
That's true.
Well, either way, they were the first. But I mean, I wouldn't even call them porn stars. They did a few videos. Nobody really knows who they are. Whatever.
Well, you know who did a few videos too? What's the one that was on the show? There was the
Britney.
No, the famous
Britney and Whitney.
What's her name? That was on.
Stevens.
Oh no!
She was
Susan Boyle.
No, you fucking. she was the one that was young that did it illegal. What's her name? I forget.
Oh, Tracy Lords
was on O&A.
She
only did a couple of porns. She didn't do, like, I always thought she was in porn her whole life.
Right, she did like 10. That was
it. It was because she was a baby, and that's why I said she's cute. And and people heard her speak outside of porn. So that makes it.
Wasn't she on this show?
She's still smoking.
I thought she was on this show.
She was on O&A. She was on O&A one day.
We have the same agent. Actually,
really, you have an agent?
Well, yeah, like a
porn agent.
No, like a regular agent.
What do you mean? What kind of agent?
Well,
they do?
Well, because like I would do acting gigs when I was closer to LA. I would do acting.
She needs a better New York agent.
No,
okay.
You need a good New York agent.
Yeah, she does.
I do need a good New York.
What do you
agent.
Want to do? What do you want to do? Do you want to be in movies?
She wants to have her own cooking show on the Logo Channel.
That is not true. That's what he wants. For
that's
me.
What I wanted.
You wanted to have a cooking show?
Yeah, she's
an
amazing cook.
I cook like crazy, but the thing is,
You cook with an apron on? Just an apron?
I don't. I should. That's huge in Japan.
Yeah, is it really?
Yeah, there's an apron fetish for just wearing aprons.
Well, I just made that up, and I kind of like it. I think I'm half Japanese.
Half Jap. Porn's cool. I like porn. I definitely don't sneeze at it. It pays my bills. But at the same time, the idea, not to get all like Sasha Gray on everybody, but the idea of doing something that requires a little bit more brain power is definitely tempting.
Hang on one second. Can you put that out until Jimbo's done eating?
No, you can do it. I'm watching the smoke over the brownie. Just put it over there. It's not bothering my food. Oh, I think you have the brownies.
Poor guy's trying
I'm
to
going
eat.
To shovel them into my fat face.
That's the worst thing that's been in Norton's mouth is secondhand smoke.
You know what? Touche. Touche.
Burnout. Sorry, there's a real burnout in porn. Like a lot of the girls, like very few make Belladonna money or Jenna money. Right. It's like you know, so many of them are just fucking they make freaking $750 or $1,000 or $1,500 a shoot, and it's burned out really young.
Well, I mean, it was bad. It was bad. I remember watching the documentaries on HBO and stuff about it. It was bad before it was fucking free everywhere. I can't imagine now.
It's not great. I'm telling you, if I had a pussy, I wouldn't make a dime. To be the best looking girl is impossible. It's pussy in a haystack. But like, I'm the best looking tranny. It's a smaller demographic. Now, all I have to do is not look like Vin Diesel. You know what I mean?
Are you the best looking tranny out there, or is it somebody?
I don't want to say that. That made me sound like a shithead.
But is this somebody you're in?
I don't have a big Puerto Rican horse face in a string bikini. So I'm definitely I'm working with what I have. But.
Who's comparable to you? Who's up there, Jim?
Oh, you would know.
Let me just take a guess. I'm gonna just pull this up. Mia Isabella is very pretty.
She is very pretty.
Just a random guess.
You know Domino Presley?
I do not know Domino Presley. I'm not that involved in the scene. No. Oh, Vanity.
But isn't Vanity? Vanity's kind of like
Vanity,
before you was the kind of the queen,
court,
right?
Well, Vanity's like 43.
She's in her 40s.
She's been doing it for a minute. I mean, oh my God, she's gonna kill me. I have no idea how old she is. I'm gonna assume she's about 40.
Oh, wait, Jesus.
Serena
Valentine. No, Hawaiian used to be. She's Hawaiian.
Domino.
She
Presley.
Was in. She was in, or maybe she's Asian. She was in the Hangover 2.
Oh! I don't know her name, but I know who you're talking about. But like, I mean, these girls aren't making much money. They're mostly escorts, and that's how they make their money. But like, it's weird.
But here's the thing: is like I'm looking at Domino Presley. Okay,
she's cute, right?
She's really cute, but her like this is the thing that would make like I'm like, oh god, is that her ball sack looks like my uncle's?
No.
It's like you know what I mean. It's just brown. And
I
looks
do
like a
have
dude's.
The girliest sack in the entire world.
Yeah, you have like a girl sack. You know, like sure. If a chick was supposed to have nuts,
the most feminine dick and ball set possible, right?
Yeah, like it's not. I mean, she's pretty, abso-fucking-lutely, but it's not.
I understand. She's gorgeous. I've worked with her. Yeah. She's my favorite to work with. I fuck the shit out of her. She's great.
Really? Do they
she's
fuck
cool.
you?
No, I don't get fucked. I mean, because the only person to ever fuck me in the ass is actually him.
You are the only person to ever fuck her in the ass.
No.
Really?
And I'm a bottom in my everyday life. I love getting fucked in the ass.
Yeah, I didn't believe her for a while, but she's never tripped it up. I think she's telling the truth.
No, I'm like, I bought an enema. I'm like, I'm on board with the fucking of the butt.
What do you mean?
Imagine that could get very, that could be that's a bad scene waiting to happen if you're not prepared.
What's that?
Being fucked. Oh, my girlfriend ass? Years ago tried to fuck me with a strap on, and I was all for it, but I just couldn't take it.
Well, I had a girl want to do that to me too, and I was. She was like, "We'll get one." I'm like, "I'm not buying it. I'm not going to the.
You want to
you wanna try it? No, not her.
Did it hurt? Did it hurt?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. No, why do you think I said stop? It wasn't the social implications.
This feels weird. This feels weird.
I felt it would hurt Kane's chances.
Jesus.
All right.
What? You like shit in your ass?
I like a finger.
Like shit?
No, he like.
I like a finger.
I'm eating a brownie.
Oh, I like a finger, but anytime he gets in too deep, I start to feel like I'm going to shit or
a
something.
A finger doesn't count. Scared. But no, if you. Okay, get plastered, right?
Yep. Just I don't drink, though.
If getting drunk so helps.
But I don't drink. I've been recovering, so.
Okay, well, then don't
do
that.
Drunk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then definitely don't do that.
Okay. So now how do I do it?
Heroin, I guess. Just.
I don't do. I come off drugs and alcohol.
Meditation.
Yeah, I've never done heroin, so I was just like,
so meditate. Okay, I'm with meditation. I meditate, and then
meditate,
I take
meditate. Find your center.
Yes,
and then let somebody else find your center.
And then someone sticks something in my ass. Honey, get on that.
It's actually. I thought I was gonna hate it because I tried the finger, and I'm like, oh, this kind of feels like I have to poop. I'm not into this. And then Matt, one time I was wasted and he spit on his dick and it happened. So what? Cinderella story for me.
Did you make that up or is that off the Hallmark card?
So I saw it sewn into a pillow one time, actually. So
He spit on his dick.
He spit on his dick and
how
it happened.
How romantic of you, Matt.
And 9 months later we had a baby. It was great. So it was wonderful.
I didn't want to go dry.
Well, here's the thing is you can't have children, you guys. You guys are married and you're not going to, are you going to adopt? What are you going to, do you want kids?
It's actually a blessing because whoever's involved gets to, you know, which is Matt, obviously, because we're married, gets to blow into me with a clear conscience of not imagining a tiny, bald human.
Yeah, I don't want kids.
He just gets to fucking dump in me, and it's what? Like...
Oh, you dump in the butt?
Yeah.
He dumps in the butt.
Is that okay to do?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I do it.
If you have AIDS, if you have
like
AIDS
medically?
I haven't died yet.
Okay, here's the thing, though. Okay, you're not supposed to cum. Cum doesn't supposed to go in your bum. Okay? I'm going to say it for the kids out there.
Okay.
Cum isn't supposed to go in your bum. So when there's cumsies in your bum and it stays in there.
What's it going
to
do? I'm pregnant.
It stay
shit?
In there.
You drip it out. You push it out.
How
like
do you
a,
know, homo?
You push it out.
I'm guessing
you
that
put,
you
well,
push
if you
it
put
out.
It in there, you got to
like
get it out right away.
Like a classy lady.
You have to get it out right away?
You should, I think.
Well, do you get it out? How do you get it out?
Just you stand up.
It's not his responsibility. I get it out.
Yeah. So what do you do?
He's gone.
You have a turkey baster?
Yeah, we don't felch or anything.
He's gone for that process. I shit it out on my own time.
Oh my God.
That's how you keep a marriage going.
You shit out his cum.
You push out the cum when no one's looking.
You must have guy logs too. You don't have girl logs?
No, I don't even. I actually don't shit. All my food is burned up and used towards feminism. So... Yeah, I've never shit in my life. Weird phenomenon.
Did she ever shit and leave it like just didn't flush? Like I like
you know, no.
You're like, honey.
I've never had that. I've never seen anybody's shit. Like no girls.
You
I've
never saw.
I'm
shit?
The same no. as a girlfriend. Girlfriends don't shit. I don't shit.
So you do enemas to keep your ass clean when you take it in the butt.
But that's for me. You know, when a guy's in the moment, if he pulls out his dick and it's brown, he doesn't give a fuck. He's gonna keep going because guys are gross.
I do.
But
no, that's
I'll throw
not
up.
True.
I'll
that's
throw
not
up.
True.
If I pull out in this fucking kidney bean skin on the tip of my dick, I'm throwing up on your asshole.
That has happened to me. Disgusting.
My butt is like a slip and slide. The way I look at it is it's used for shitting on my own time, but when it's under somebody else's, it's under different law when it's with a person. So
yeah, it has manners.
Exactly.
I gotcha. fucking, yeah. I
there's gotcha. A method. It's for fucking and it's for shitting, but not at the same time.
So I just love you talking about fucking as and Norton's just eating sausage.
Well,
stew.
The funniest, I go, it has manners, and Jim just goes,
yeah. Jim's just agreeing.
I have to piss something awful, so I'm gonna let
dude,
the,
yeah, help
the
me
real
help.
Best
pee,
continue.
I hope after I pee in a minute, I just leave the toilet seat up and everyone
well,
has to.
Well, I have
that.
A bidet downstairs, and there's a him and her button, so you're gonna be.
I'll be sitting there contemplating that for a very long time. Which one?
You're gonna have to hit the him.
There's no shim option. You fucking bigot.
It's gonna hit your balls if you hit the her. There you go, Jim. Have a brownie. Kill the pain.
A really weird one is, you know, obviously some women or some trannies get pussies, right?
Yeah.
Boo.
Boo is right.
Right.
I'm not getting one because that's weird.
Right.
And I'd rather have a dick that's actually a dick by textbook standards as opposed to a vagina that's a vagina if somebody's polite. So right. I the way I look at it is, where was I going with that? I'm totally blanking now. I lost it. Never mind. I have no idea. I swear to God.
Okay, here's the thing. Here's what you're saying. You're saying some women, some trannies or transsex females want to get a pussy.
Right.
And you were like, fuck that.
I totally don't want one.
You don't want a pussy.
I'm really, not to sound like a dork, I'm attached to my dick. So I like my dick.
Here you go, Bailey. Ready? You're 62.
Oh, God, I've thought about this. Oh, God, my nightmares are coming true. I'm going to be in a beautiful comic after exploring this dark element of my life.
This is your hair.
Continue.
This is your hair, right? This is your beautiful
hair. This is extensions. I'm a porn star. My personality is fake. My eyelashes are fake. My hair is fake.
Okay.
It's all fucking contrived.
But your hair is, you have hair.
It belonged to an Indian woman and now it belongs to me. Yes. She gave it up for religious purgitude and now it is mine. Yes.
Yeah, but wait, what I'm saying is, hang on a second. You have hair.
Yes.
Your hair.
I own hair, yes.
What does your hair look like? Is it short?
I have cute hair. My I was platinum blonde a while ago, so it was a little damaged. Right. So now it's like a black Victoria Beckham bob.
Right.
And
right.
It's cute. I don't always wear extensions, but I wear extensions tonight to bring up my A game.
Right.
Yeah, and so, yeah, I get extensions put in for when I'm working and when I'm doing interviews and stuff like that.
Yes.
Yes. You're still smitten, aren't you?
Of course I am. Oh,
I took the bra off. My boobs shrunk like...
Yeah, your boobs did go down a little bit. I like them. They get a little droop to them. They're like real boobs.
No, they really are.
Jim.
Like
poor Jim is fucking going to shoot it. He's going to swallow his own load right now. Who's that?
But I have like female nipples too. That's the thing. I've got like chick nipples. I don't have like little dude nipples on these fake boobs.
Jim is fucking just so funny.
There's nothing worse than a creepy, intense stare. They're all nipples.
If you get a penis, it's going to suck.
She's got a penis.
I mean, if you get a pussy, if you get a pussy, it's going
to
suck.
Well, I know, and I've seen them, and the girls I know that have them are trying so hard to convince me that it was a good idea, and I'm just like, dude, if you think it was a good for you.
Dude.
Like, dude chick? No.
No, it's disgusting, because a regular pussy's got a stench to it. I mean, I can't imagine.
I don't worship vagina enough.
I can't imagine a filleted cock.
Matt, what if she was like, I want to get a vagina, I just want to be a full-fledged woman? Would you be cool with that, or would you miss the penis?
No, I'd be okay if she really wanted to do it.
The only thing is I would turn into a psycho because I wouldn't have testicles to keep me grounded and be an actual human. I'd be like a crazy feminine freak who would scream at you and be 30 pounds overweight.
I love you just the way you are.
Oh, good answer.
Is Danielle Fox happy?
Danielle Fox. Oh my God. I know her.
No.
Oh, shut up. You can't say that.
Like that my wife is taking care of everybody else
Thank
here except me.
Thank you so
me. Much. I've been dying of thirst.
Danielle Fox is very sweet. And when I first met her, I thought she was the nicest person I met in Las Vegas. Having a pussy makes you fucking crazy. I'm not saying she's crazy. I'm just saying piece it together. She's fucking crazy.
What is the thanks, baby? What is the
welcome.
Have
Thank
you,
you
not
drink.
You stupid? What have you ever been with a transsexual, Jim?
Nah, I just know a lot of them. A lot of them are friends. You know, again, I was gonna bring one as a date.
Right.
And they're all just my friends.
Like just pals.
Just surrounded by trannies for no reason.
Yeah, right. we just become friendly.
They have wonderful taste in music, in his defense. So,
right. I mean, Bailey is fucking. As far as what do you call them? Traps,
traps, trannies.
Just try to blow the microphone.
I was doing those, pushing me nose.
traps. They call them.
That's
right?
That's what the kids call them. Traps.
The kids. That's what the kids call them now.
The new generation.
Yeah, the
right?
Traps, man. The traps.
Yeah, because it's cool to like trannies. Right.
If you had her on O&A. Right, I wouldn't be able to fucking tell. I would not be able. I would be like, this chick is just a smoking hot girl.
They're gonna have Ryan,
No. She doesn't have facial hair. She has no body hair, dude.
I don't. I never got facial hair.
You're probably the most passable girl I've ever seen.
Girl it's or train?
You know what I'm saying.
Most passable, but like I'm fucking floored at the revelation that you did not have any work done besides
your
chest. I didn't.
Well, look at my nose. It's so obvious.
Over
if
that.
My nose is crooked and big. Like if I picked this nose, I'm a moron.
Don't
and I got,
talk about
I got
your,
ripped off.
Don't you talk about your nose like that. It's
I'm,
just fine.
I'm, no, no. I love having the nose I have. My point is if I paid somebody to give me this nose, I'm a fucking moron.
No, I'm shocked. I thought for sure you probably had hip work done.
Most people think
hip
that
cheek work done.
And it's hard because these trainees fucking lie. They'll rob you and they'll lie because trainees are liars and they'll say they didn't have this done or they didn't have that done.
Yes,
they all had it done. I didn't. My tits are fake as fuck, but everything else is.
I can't believe you never took hormones either.
Well, the thing is, I got on hormones the last few months as I got older, just because I got paranoid about turning into like George Costanza. I didn't want to wake up one morning and be like Jason Alexander. That was my fear. So I got on hormones. All they did was make me fat. They literally put 20 pounds on me and that was
really?
It. Yeah.
Really?
You think most trannies are liars?
They're all liars and they're thieves. So, you know.
Like gypsies?
They're very similar to gypsies. Don't leave your shit around. If you're paying
like
for a
Borat
training.
Like Borat said, the juice. The juice.
Juice.
Well, you know how many of them put two Fs in their head. And it's like, come on.
What's F mean?
Fully functional.
Oh, baby. Shit.
Oh, that's smart.
But so you find your training friends on through ads.
Yeah, just I'm looking for people to talk
right,
to.
Right.
That's all. Just
what kind of ads?
You want to watch? You want to watch a nice movie with? That makes sense.
You watch movies with?
Yeah, why not?
What movie would you watch with a trainer?
They'll talk you the whole fucking thing. They'll talk.
What are we doing? I'm bored.
Oh, come on, hurry up and come. Come on, you got 15 minutes left.
Hey. Always Latino. They're always Latino.
Well, I think Latinos are some of the sexiest she-boys or whatever the fuck you... Because they're...
In pictures, you don't realize that they're 6 feet tall. They have a fucking softball in their neck.
They can open fucking 5-gallon paint jars with fucking one thumb.
Seriously.
Spanish trannies always have at least one awful man tattoo. There's always one tattoo that just says like angel and a heart. Or a fucking gang tattoo. There's always one awful one on their fucking...
Their ex-wife name and like their kid on their back. Yeah, that's what happens.
They get teardrop tattoo that covered up with makeup. Yo, I had to kill somebody, you see? What about Mexican? I mean, we have Puerto Rican and Dominicans on the East Coast. Over in LA, they have Mexicans.
Right.
Yeah. So Mexican tranny must be just fucking...
Foxy. She's a Mexican tranny.
Right? She's Mexican. She's so gorgeous.
Who's Foxy?
Foxy.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, Foxy. I was thinking Vanity.
What's her name?
Vanity's Mexican,
Foxy.
Too.
Foxxy, I think.
Foxy. That's just a name?
I fucked her in the ass a few times. But then again, she's another one. She's gorgeous.
A sweetheart.
Her butt's fake. Her thighs are fake. She's gorgeous. She's so beautiful. But she got pumped and all that stuff. And they
Is she
all...
black or Mexican?
She's Mexican. Her butthole's black.
She's like 5'2", if that.
The thing with Vanity that makes her interesting is her personality.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's very pretty, but it's her all personality. Because I watched her work the convention floor, and there's nobody that didn't stop to talk to her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I won't throw the guy under the bus, but there was an ex-heavyweight champion that actually made out.
I already talked to him, Mike Tyson.
He was already thrown under the bus.
I wouldn't say it.
Eight people.
Under.
Yeah, I already tossed him right under the fucking homo bus. I threw Mike right under the gay bus.
Well, I will only say it was an ex-boxer. I'm not going to say his name. I have video of it.
That is smart. He's scary. He ruined his face. Like, what's going to stop him from ruining everybody else's face? Like, he's horrifying.
Well, what is
I'm scared of Mike Tyson.
Really?
What is Vanity's personality? Like, I only know her from her scenes.
She's positive and she's cute. She's funny and she's like that in person. I met her and she's just positive and nice.
She had
her license on the table. Thanks. And I guess she caught me looking at it. I wasn't like looking at it to be
Would
shitty.
Would it say Hal?
No. I didn't
Frank.
See
Al Rodriguez.
It was on the table, so she saw me glance at it. And we were doing paperwork after porn, because I hate to break it to you, that's what we do after we do a scene. We do paperwork, and like a couple of fucking Jews. But She caught me glance at it,
right?
And she goes, "Don't look at that." And I'm thinking, like, "Oh God," she thought I was going to look at her age or something.
Right? What was it?
I didn't look. She scared the shit out of me. I didn't want to make her feel like an asshole. Like I wasn't going to be like, "Hey, you were born in 1974."
Probably her name or something.
Yeah, last name's Busey. She's fucking her father's Gary.
Oh my God. I just didn't even get involved. I didn't want to. She's so fucking sweet. I don't want to ever make her upset. She's so nice.
Vanity Busey.
She talked to everybody wanted to talk to her. Like, she had a crowd around her the whole time she was on the floor.
Right.
She just has that really outgoing. You can't not. She's just nice.
Yeah, right. Very nice.
She was telling me that Gene Simmons hit on her, but I don't know if that was true or not, or she was just bullshitting.
Well, again, like, yeah.
I believe Gene Simmons is fucking with his hair helmet. He's gross.
Yeah,
but I think, you know, I mean, even with her, I mean, like we were talking the way they met. He met her in a hotel, okay? He was with this girl, and he met her in a hotel. Imagine meeting her in a hotel. You wouldn't fucking know. Even if you didn't like
right.
Pee-pee, Right.
Well, I've never had someone be like, "Oh no, you have a penis. Never mind." Like that's never happened. Never,
no one's ever said, "Fuck, I can't. I'm not doing this."
Yeah, when their friends were in the room, and then the second they left, they were like ready to slobber on my balls. Like it's, and it, I don't. I don't even mean that. I don't even mean that as like a this is how I'm feminine because straight guys want to fuck me. I just mean like that's the sad reality of the heterosexual man. They're disgusting.
So you've never had a guy just say, "Look, I don't. You're cool. I liked you. I thought you were hot, but now that I know you have a cock, I can't."
Said it and meant it?
Said it and said, "Yeah, I can't do it."
No.
Really?
I've had guys say it and then their friend leaves and then they're like, "Hey, by the way, I was just doing that in front of my friend because I don't want him to think I'm a homo, but really I want to go balls deep with you."
Really?
Yeah.
Do you get angry at them? Do you make them suck it really heavy?
Like, I don't know.
Try to kill them with it?
I usually don't let them suck it because usually the thing that pisses me off is when guys are like, "You know, I'm straight, but I'm willing to do you a favor and fuck you." I'm like, dude, see this face? Like, I'm the same as every other girl with this face. Like, I don't want to fuck you. Like, I'm not trying to fuck you at all.
So, sorry, like, Joe. Yeah. Sorry, Jim. Yeah. Sorry, B.
No, only because I'm older.
We're all
3 years ago would have been on anybody. Older. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, we're out.
I blew a guy named Cool Sweater Guy. That's what I called him.
Wow. I'd be happy just to be known as Cool Sweater Guy. That's a great nickname. Fuck, Cool Sweater Guy's on his way. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, because I blew him and he was wearing a Cosby
sweater.
Can you
get my sweater that my mom gave me for Christmas, please? Can you get that for me? I'm going to throw it on. You want to talk about Cool Sweater Guy? Wait till you see this fucking gem my mom gave me 5 years ago. She gives me sweaters every year. She goes to Marshall's like the week before Christmas.
Oh, with like the prancing deer straight across
Argyle. This fucking thing.
It's bad.
My mother used to get me Van Heusen sweaters. They're terrible.
What is a Van Heusen? Yeah. What is that?
I think they're cute. I like those.
It's because you're very nice. They're terrible sweaters.
What is a Van Heusen?
It's because I'm white. Like, I'm a white person, so I'm like, hey, sweater, nice.
I'd rather be wearing a fucking an orange jumpsuit in an Arab video. They're fucking terrible.
Yeah, Van Heusen stinks.
What is a Van? Yeah. What is it?
It's just an awful sweater. It's not a good sweater. I can't stop eating chocolate.
I have to pee.
It's
I have
Halloween.
To pee really bad.
Oh, please.
I pee sitting down. I pee straight up sitting down.
Oh, wait, do you see the toilet? It's like electronical. It's really strange.
Is there any... Oh, here's
it's
my
like
sweater.
A craft
oh, wow.
Yeah, dude, get the fuck out of here. Your mom bought you that?
This is a sweater.
That's nice. This is nice.
That is not nice.
This is my
I get sweater. Gender roles mixed up. That's actually a
Are you
sweater.
Joking?
No, I think she got it at a craft fair.
This is my mother got me this sweater.
It looks like netting for like the military.
I didn't fucking wear it.
Look how big
Dude,
that thing is.
You should perform in that.
For months.
Have you?
Yeah.
You should do your next show in that sweater. So,
But a long time ago, I was like, oh my God, you're
oh
so awesome.
Oh my God.
Thank you. I'm proud of you.
I'm a fan
this
kid.
Thank you so much.
Sweater. Would you?
Hold on. It's not working. Your thing's not working.
Oh, you kind of look like what you pull out of the lint trap. It's cute. You're like a dust bunny.
This is the sweater. Is this what Cool Sweater Boy would wear? Right?
No, it was more like one of those zigzaggy, like weird Cosby sweaters. It was ironic. He had glasses.
That is the worst fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
The worst sweater ever.
Did Malls get to it? What happened to it? It's got holes in it.
This is the sweater. That
it's
my mom
precious.
Got.
You need a sitcom right now. Your mom gave you that?
Yeah.
Like instant sitcom right there.
She got mad that I didn't wear it. She got pissed. She's like, "Why aren't you wearing this sweater?"
You got fucking wampa in that thing.
Give me the fucking.
No, anybody Empire Strikes Back?
Like right. A little Munchichi.
Wampa.
It looks very flammable.
Wow, Munchichi.
Right?
Wow, I haven't heard that reference since
Munchichi.
It looks exactly like Munchichi. He's like little and Puerto Rican and has like a little buzz cut. It's really cute.
Oh my God.
That thing is horrific.
It's hot as fuck too.
I'm going to go pee.
There's holes in it.
Please, can you please pee standing up and videotape it?
Have we done that for the site?
Mm-mm.
Why don't you do that? That
no, we peed standing up in the shower for the site, yeah.
Oh yeah, I peed in my underwear on the site.
Yeah.
Oh, you should pee. This is go to a urinal and you have to pee, videotape.
I'd be into
peeing.
That.
Yeah, you have to do that.
You know,
yeah.
Visa has a rule because Visa is the people that do our credit card stuff for the website.
Right.
I'm allowed to pee, but I just can't pee on anybody else. Somewhere that's in Visa's paperwork.
Yeah. Like, really?
I can't pee on other
people. Yeah, I can't
people.
Pee on her
really?
Video.
I'm going to go pee.
All right, go pee.
Yeah, they have very strict rules with porn, what they'll allow. No scat. They're really weird with the credit card companies.
Really? Well, yeah. I mean, it's fucking...
It's silly.
Yeah, well, it's silly, but I mean, I get it.
Yeah, well, you know.
I don't know what scat is. What is scat?
Shit porn.
Oh,
shit porn.
I like that Norton.
It's not jazz singing.
Yeah, he's a guy in The Shining.
right now, she's downstairs peeing in my bidet. Bailey J.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's great. That's great.
It is a bidet too, isn't it?
It's a bidet. Yeah.
It's all those buttons on it.
All the buttons. Yeah. I told her she can, there's a him and a her. She has to use the him.
I couldn't find
it's
the
flush.
Oh,
it's going to shoot water on her sack.
I thought it was like an auto flush for a second. I had to find the flush button. I didn't know where it was.
No, the flush is in the back.
I found it.
Yeah,
I didn't leave a deuce for you. No worries.
It's all right, dude. Don't worry about it. You can fucking drop a deuce in my toilet anytime. There, Matt. I'm fucking fascinated with your fucking blessed life, you son of a
Thank
bitch.
You. Did you drop a deuce?
No. I just took a piss. A beer piss.
Now let me ask you a question. Now does she boink you in the butt?
We've tried it a few times.
You don't like it?
It's no. I mean, I want to, but it's hard to do. As he's
because she's got a wide iPhone cock.
Yeah, it's pretty painful.
Right.
I couldn't take a teeny strap on from my ex though. Like it was literally, it was like you know 5 inches long and like I'm making a. You know how I don't know how wide around it is, but it's not that big.
No,
right. And maybe like a quarter, maybe it's smaller. And I couldn't take it. I just could not take it. Hurt.
Really?
Like yeah,
a finger and a tongue are great, and it feels good. So I would think maybe a dick would feel great, but I can't get there yet.
Well, yeah. I think the around the asshole area is so sensitive, yeah. And it never gets touched. That when somebody touches it, it's like holy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost like an armpit. It tickles, but really it doesn't tickle. It feels good.
Impossible to relax to the point. You know what I mean? You got to relax.
That's where the alcohol comes in.
Oh yeah. Man, you know.
Yeah.
Not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, you never took it. We were talking about him taking it, you know, having anal sex. And you've tried it a couple times and he said it doesn't work. It doesn't really.
Is that what happened while I was gone?
Yeah.
Okay.
They waited for you to leave.
We tried to fuck Matt, the asshole. And he didn't
How
like
loose
it.
How are you?
He didn't like it.
Did that toilet come with the apartment?
No.
I feel like I just peed on R2-D2. That was insane. Yeah,
it's a good thing.
We redid the bathroom. The bathroom, I have the 5 shower heads in
That's
there.
That's intense.
Yeah.
Because they're hitting you from all the angles.
Yeah.
That's
you can
sweet.
Sit down and you can fucking take the shower, massage off, put one leg up and tickle your nuts.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. So you have a removable shower head and everything. You just never need to wipe. Like, mm-hmm. It's just like,
yeah,
it's on.
Yeah.
I want a bidet really bad.
I got the TV. You can get one of those. It's actually $500.
Okay.
Take your toilet seat off, pop that on. That's it. And just get it. You plug it in the back. It takes 2 seconds. Yeah. It's actually pretty easy, but I love it. You get addicted to getting fucking warm water shot in your asshole though. I learned to open my asshole like a fucking dolphin hole. I can like open it and close it, and you can hear like the different noises. It's like you know that water mining when they just shoot, they hose the side of the fucking dirt, and it just shoots all the shit off.
Yeah,
that's what happens. You don't use a bidet, do you?
I do. I don't use it as much as you do.
You don't get it. You don't sit there for 20 minutes going up and down, fucking your ass with a beam of water.
Well, usually, if I go poop, like take a shower right after?
Really?
How often after?
Jim.
I'm sorry, Bob.
Jim. You take a shower after you take a poo?
Well, it's my schedule. It's usually like in the morning and then I go and I take a shower and then...
Really? I thought I shit my pants on stage the other night.
Do you mind if I smoke?
I was on stage, literally 20 minutes in. I bent over for something and I felt shit pop out of my ass.
Ooh.
I had fucking...
Wait, you're on stage?
I'm on stage, 20 minutes in. I had I had 40 minutes left of the set.
And a piece
right?
of poo fell in your underwear.
No, I tied my hoodie around my waist because I thought shit was going to show on the back of my pants.
What the fuck are you eating?
And then it didn't shit.
I get reamed for a living and I don't have shit problems.
Well, here's
You're young. You're young.
Yeah, you're young. I'm 41. Wait till your asshole's fucking loose.
Oh, God.
Wait till you can't control your asshole.
Picture,
you don't.
Picture
you don't,
me at 41
you
right
You don't
now.
Sleep, itch, bitch.
Bob's fingers like a Sherpa in his asshole.
This is the best podcast I've ever done in my life. Hang on, I had to kick the computer. It's going to shut everything down.
Ah, Jesus. So wait, you almost shit your... But you didn't.
No, I thought I did.
Well, that's good. That's unexpected good news. Like, I didn't shit my pants today.
I wound up tying my hoodie. I grabbed my hoodie and tied it around my waist because I thought shit was going to... You know, when you shit your pants, and I've done it before, you know, people can tell you shit. They're going to smell it, and then they're going to see the back of your pants. So I tied my hoodie around my waist and stood up against the wall. It actually... Like, and I just stood there and delivered my act, and it made me a better comic. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, actually
a tip to those who are listening right now. Just shit your pants.
I had to do jokes. I had to do the jokes for the jokes. I couldn't fucking do any bells and whistles. I just had to stand and deliver and really. And it was like I'm a better comic now because I almost shit my pants.
Seinfelded your act up.
So in that moment, as a comic, do you think maybe I'm going to tell everybody right now that I almost shit my pants?
I tweeted it right when I was done.
On stage, though, did you think about saying it?
Not this time. I've farted on stage. I've almost shit my pants. Not this time because the crowd wasn't the right crowd to do it in front of. Right. Like it wasn't I wasn't connected.
You mean they were paying customers who wanted to see a show and didn't want to see somebody shit themselves like a cancer patient?
Yeah. What about you? You fucking almost shit your pants when you left the stage. I had to go on stage and do time.
No, I wasn't
for
shitting.
You.
I was vomiting.
Oh, sorry.
Bobby was hosting at the Comedy Cellar, and that was when Manny at the Cellar had gotten. Remember the chocolate balls they used to have at Minetta?
Yeah.
Those the dessert. These really chocolate balls. Right. I had eaten a bunch of them. I literally just ate dessert too quickly, and I'm on stage, and I'm like, somebody grab Bobby, I'm gonna throw up. Oh. So I just walked into the bathroom and I threw up and I went and finished my set. I went to get back on.
Yeah, you just got back on stage.
I'd have to shit.
All right. I thought you had to shit your pants.
Way less gross.
Yeah, exactly. At least there's something sexy about my story. Chocolate balls in my mouth.
You fucking stupid cute face. I really.
Did you like the photo I sent you?
Yeah, it was a great fucking photo. He sent a photo of me, him between bushes. Where were you?
In my apartment next to my sick plant.
Oh, you have a plant in your apartment?
What do you think that big green thing is in the fucking corner?
I didn't. Oh yeah, okay, I remember. I've only been to your place like 5 times, dude.
Okay,
I haven't been to your place as that many times. He lives in a fucking really fancy high rise.
Ooh,
yeah, he's got
true
fucking,
gentleman's apartment. Yeah, gentleman's
really,
dwelling.
It really makes me sick because every time I have visited you, the guys at the door, the doorman, and the front. Can I help you? It's like motherfucker. I'm going to visit somebody, see somebody at the desk. It's like they know that I'm just a piece of shit. Even when I lived, we lived in the same, we had a doorman building over here we lived in. I would go in the first month I lived there, I would come in with like a deli bag, like from the deli, and they'd always, what apartment are you going to? It's like, mine, motherfucker. I live here. Fucking assholes.
You're like me. You get this complex where people think you can't afford something. I actually bought a display thing that I have in my fucking apartment years ago. I was going to put like, you know, signed stuff in, but it was way too much money. And I happened to be with the girl I was dating at the time, and the guy told me how much it was. And instead of just going, ugh, I don't want to spend that much, I just didn't want to look like white trash and I wound up buying it like a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
how much was it?
$5,000.
Oh,
yeah. Dude, believe I should be shot.
Dude, I bought a hat like that. I bought a hundred and something dollar hat.
$5,000 hat?
No, in San Francisco.
What was that at? $4,999?
I was in San Fran and we went into this men's store and they had hats and ties and all these fancy, like an old school men's store when men used to wear a hat, you know.
Yeah.
And it was mahogany wood everywhere. And I walked up and this guy was like, saw me. He's like, fuck you. Aww. You're not buying anything. And I walked up and I put my coffee on the, he's like, you don't put your coffee there, sir. And I went to grab it and I spilt it. And he was like, oh, fuck. So then he treated me like I wasn't going to buy it. So I was like, what about this hat? And he goes, that's 150, whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I want it. Give it to me. But I really didn't want to buy it. And I really, he was like, oh, fuck me. I bought 100. Why would I?
You know, wear a fedora for the next month?
I got pressured into buying a fucking expensive hat because I'm a white trash piece of shit.
Yeah.
Spilled coffee.
That's
I showed him about the cheapest thing in the store.
Oh.
Fucking
that's
assholes.
Fucking funny, man.
Girls are the same way, though. Like, girls are like that with me. They see me walk in with.
How would you know? No, I'm kidding.
I assume. But I, no, they're awful. Like, they'll look at me like they're expecting me to spend a lot of money because
right.
I have fake tits and I walk in there and they think it's like my father's money.
Right.
And I'm just like, dude, I'm a tranny. My dad doesn't talk to me, okay? Like,
you just tell people you're a tranny.
Right? Like,
in public.
Your dad doesn't talk to you?
No. I mean, not because I'm a tranny, but no.
She's like, no, I'm just an asshole.
I'm a Democrat.
He genuinely hated me as a person, so.
Really?
No. He ditched when I was like 3 or something. Oh, okay. Ridiculous. My boy name, 10 other boy babies in the area had that exact name because I was named after my father.
Are they also smoking hot trannies?
They are not. They are crack addicts.
She has a hot sister, though.
I do? She's a Victoria's Secret model. I have a hot sister.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, I'm her little brother, okay?
Can we look her up?
She's fucking cute.
No, you can't find her. I haven't seen her.
I can't find her shit anywhere.
Is she proud? Is she okay with what you do?
Kind of. She's a drunk piece of shit that's married four times, so her opinion doesn't really make me feel worse about myself.
So you're not friends.
She's attractive.
She's very attractive.
She's 32,
and that's why she's a
shithead.
Married
four times.
Yeah. And that's why I would get involved with her.
Right.
I would
exactly.
accept all the fucking baggage.
And we look a lot alike. She's me without a dick. So
well, she'd boo.
Yeah.
And I'd probably fight with her. Why can't you be more like your sister? Yeah. I'd use that against her in arguments. What is that fucking space?
There's a void in our relationship.
Exactly. It's like that big foyer in your lap.
You fucking minimalist.
Oh, shit. I don't like your fucking modern furniture living room vagina.
Yeah, IKEA cunt. Listen.
I'm such a narcissist. I wanted to fuck the shit out of her when we were growing up.
No.
I really wanted to fuck my sister. Mm. She's just such a crazy bitch.
You call that narcissism?
Yeah, because we look so much alike. I'm just like, I'm going to fuck you. But
I'm going to fuck me, you.
She's awful. She's the worst. She's
really?
Been married four times and tries to give me life advice. And I'm just like, dude, I'm better at being a girl than you. You're a fucking wreck.
Wow.
How old is she?
32.
32?
Do you have...
My grandmother says she's 27. That's because my grandma's fueling her insanity of being an aging model. She's 33, 32, something like that.
But do you have a good family? Do you go home to your family and stuff?
I have an awesome mom. My mom's nuts.
Are they? And they're in Virginia.
Yeah. Okay. My mom is basically, she's like a 10-year-old. I basically raised my mother. She's slow. My mother's a child.
Okay.
But my father's gone, and my sister is a hot mess, literally. She's just like hot, but then also crazy as fuck. Because if you're hot and you have a dick, you tend to be kind of normal. She's hot and has no balls to keep her grounded. So she's just like fucking, she's a kite without a string. She's gone. She's nuts.
Yeah. So. And yeah, what about your family, dude? Did your family accept what you've...
Yeah, surprisingly.
Really? Where's your family from, Brooklyn?
No, they're up. Well, they raised me in Bayside, Queens, but now they're in Katona, Westchester.
Right. And they're fine with...
Yeah, they're like Republican, very Republican. And when I told them, I was like, oh, geez, here goes the family. But
we had the wedding at their house.
Yeah, really?
My mom's house.
And what, you have brothers and sisters?
I have one brother.
And is he cool with it?
He's super cool with it.
He
was the last person to find out.
He kissed me on the neck, remember?
Yeah,
by accident.
Yeah.
We hugged and he like kissed my neck and I'm like, oh...
Really?
Yeah. My mom was worried to tell my brother, and he was totally cool.
So, and is any? How about your friends? Are your friends like, dude, you're a fag?
No, nobody said anything.
Nobody, or anybody in your life, in your circle, nobody fucked with you?
No, I was actually worried about it. I said that, I know you're going to think I'm a fag. Like, dude, you're not a fag.
Because they saw me, they got it. I mean, if you say, here's my tranny wife.
Yeah, she talked like this, you know.
You know, yeah.
But also, too, dude, also, too, you had a good lead in. Mm-hmm. You know, you were already shooting... porn or porn type stuff.
I think
it's the same thing as if one of us is comics. I think if
I brought
went,
her to my mom,
if I went to one of my,
if
friend,
I brought Bailey home to my mom.
Exactly. I think if I went to my parents and said I'm marrying this,
my grandmother would fucking die. Yeah.
Now,
I get it.
I'm telling you,
there's been
my grandparents would have had a problem.
I'm telling you, it's very different that if I brought her home versus if my buddy that is a finance consultant brought her home. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, even though we're in the same circle, DeRosa was already...
Right.
You know,
plus, I had dated so many...
You know, my mother, my grandmother would die. My mother would go, I knew it.
Aww.
I knew it. The thing you is, pickle I'm, sniffer.
I'm nice. The thing is, I'm nice, and I cook, and I clean, and I do all the things girls are supposed to do.
What's the best thing you cook?
Ask Matt. What's the best thing I cook?
Salmon.
I cook the shit noodles. Out of fish.
Really?
How ironic.
Right? I'm the fishiest cook ever, apparently. Yeah,
you don't fuck
everything. She makes her chicken is just, you know, moist and perfect, and she just knows how to cook.
And I smell like a real girl after I cook it.
Yeah.
It's weird. I do all the things girls are supposed to do because I have an ideal of what a female presence is supposed to provide, I guess.
Well, something working in my favor too, sorry to go back, was that every girl I dated for 17 years before her was nuts.
Oh, batshit crazy.
They hated my family and my parents were like, what are you doing? And she's
so
nuts.
I came in there
so
being
she came in and
well
she,
adjusted.
My dad,
and
she
funny.
Makes my dad laugh, which no girl has ever done
like,
before.
I don't want a chick that is nuts. I want a chick that has nuts.
Yeah. See, dad's
personality.
Oh, you did it. Hey, so hey, hello. Oh, okay.
Dads always love me. Dads love me before moms love me, usually. Because dads get blinded by the fake tits and all the whatever. Yeah. Right. So they like me. But the moms usually take like a, you know, I'm not fucking your son in the ass kind of behavior I have to admit.
Well, you're
somehow.
Not, really.
No, I don't fuck his ass.
No, you tried and it didn't work.
It doesn't work. Right. And I don't try to. I feel like a show dog trying to fuck some guy in the ass. It feels fucking weird. I like getting fucked in the ass.
Yeah, she doesn't like the rhythm thing. She's
I can't hump. I'm just not designed to hump. It feels weird. I literally feel like a trick pony. I'm just like, I can't hump. Like,
you don't have, you have no rhythm to fuck your husband in the ass.
I really
don't.
I
don't know if that's ever been said.
I lack rhythm.
Her head has good rhythm though.
Oh yeah, I suck dick like a fucking champ. Yeah.
Really?
I like, because I like it. You get, okay, like think about it like this. You get two spoons covered in peanut butter, right?
Hang on before you get into this.
Do you have any sexy music for this?
Yeah, we got sexy music. Here we go, ready? Well, how do you think, Gwen?
Okay, so you get...
I'll do the music.
Okay. Picture two spoons covered in peanut butter.
Yes.
You get one girl that likes peanut butter and one girl that doesn't like peanut butter. Who's going to suck the spoon cleaner?
My dog Diva.
Yes.
But no, I like sucking dick, and not because I want the guy to like me. I like sucking dick because I want to taste a dick.
Right?
Yes.
Hookers get paid in money. I get paid in
semen. That's a dropout. You do a dropout for that.
I didn't fade out in time. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. We know we did a dropout. That's all right. It's like a hip hop.
Oh, we on the show on the premium site, we did a like one of those deaf beat, like super urban deaf rhymes, and I did the My Black Pussy monologue.
Right.
It was amazing. It went over really
what
well.
What is now? Well, here you go. You got your site. Let me talk about this for a second. So send people. It's Matt. Why don't you give the site name?
Her website is ts-baileyj.com.
And this site, there's, did you say there's a premium site?
Bailey, J-A-Y, because I...
Yeah, Bailey, yes. B-A-I-L-E-Y-J-A-Y.
.com.
.com.
And that is the premium site.
That's the porno
site. Oh, that's the porno site.
That's a porno site.
That's
yeah, that's
fucking,
my porno
and,
site.
And the pictures and all that good stuff.
Okay, that's where the pictures and stuff is,
and
right?
The video of me fucking, and, you know, if you're a loser that still pays for porn in 2011, then that's where you go.
Right.
So, I don't pay for porn, so...
And then there's the join site, which, what do you get with the join? When you join your site, and it's a monthly membership or a multi-site pass,
right,
or a six-month non-reoccurring.
Yes.
Now, what's so funny about that is more people choose just to go to my site, mm-hmm, as opposed to taking the bargain of getting 12 other tranny sites.
Yes. Because the other trannies don't, I mean, they don't, they're, I mean, they're not, I mean, this one's got a fucking neck muscle.
Well, there's a difference between, hey, she looks
muscle.
Like
this
a
one,
chick, and hey, she looks like a hot chick.
This there's one has feathered hair.
Ooh, I don't even know. I stay out of it. They all hate me. They hate me.
Okay, well, because they hate you because you're taking the money. They hate you because...
They're hookers. They're out there making the money. I'm at home with my husband. Go make your money. Like.
So here's the deal. So you go to your site, and what do you get with the paid site? With
you
your
get,
site?
You get six photo sets.
You get fucked? What?
No, you just get, you get six photo sets and two videos. A month.
Six photos and two videos a month. And you make these videos.
Yeah, we do it all.
And at your house.
A lot of them are solos.
Wherever, hotels.
Most of them are solos because, I mean, I'm cute. So me just jerking off kind of pays the bills.
Right, yeah.
Solos, and POVs, and photo sets. In our house, hotels, outside.
And the videos that they get on the clitty.com and all that, those are stolen from your site.
Yeah.
Stolen from our site, or they're just a piece of it. If you want to see the whole thing, it's usually on
our
site.
Some of the
site.
Fakes are actually made by the company to bring you to the site.
Right.
I get you. Okay. So, and how much does it cost to join your site?
I think it's $30 a month.
$30 a month?
Or 28 or something, 25.
$1 a day.
I don't even know, to be honest.
It's $1
only
a day.
Less than your cup of coffee. You don't have to help an orphan. You can help me.
Yeah.
And you can download stuff, so you can join for 1 month and download everything.
And keep it.
And just fuck me for
And then
life.
Wait 3 months and go back and check.
And then, okay, cool. So, and Bailey J.
ts-baileyj.com.
And then what do you have? What else do you have out
there?
We
have the podcast, which is baileyjshow.com.
That's how you... Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And you know what? Your podcast, I've listened to it. I liked it. I'll be honest with you. You're doing a lot of shit now. I liked it better when you just fucking yap to each other.
Yeah.
You were doing like too much shit last week. You had a lot of stuff going on, dude.
Did you hear when that girl called in, that lesbian woman?
Oh my God. Yeah. That power crazy les. Power lesbian. She's like a themed comic, so she was very in character.
Yeah, I think the chat room has messed
female
me up.
Female comics, right?
Because I'm paying too much
what's
attention
What's her name?
To
fuck that, yeah.
Yeah,
fuck
I gotta
chat room.
Go away from it.
What's her name? Mac Hard?
Mac Hard.
Well, tell them what they said, because they don't know. Tell me what happened.
With Mac Hart?
Yeah, what happened?
I don't even remember. I was obliterated.
We just were doing Skype calls all night, and this woman called in, and she was hilarious. And I think she's like, a comic, but she was pretending to be this like power les woman. Right.
And
like the most powerful
lesbian
in the world.
She worships, what's her name? That the mom from Judging Amy.
Oh, from,
what's her
Cagney
name?
Cagney and Lacey. Tyne Daly. She does her Tyne Daly prayers.
Well, here's the thing. Your podcast is fucking funny. I've listened to it. And
yeah, people are surprised I can form a sentence. I love it. Well, they're like, you're a trainee and you can speak? That's awesome.
Well, it is. I mean, it's. Listen, when I found out you first of all, her podcast, the reason why she's here, Jim, I would always look and she'd be. I didn't know she was a shemale or a tranny or a fucking trapper.
They never do.
Trapper Jom, MBA, or whatever the fuck they call. I just was like, this chick is in front of me. Who the fuck is this? Because, you know, there's the iTunes, top 100.
Yeah, she's in front of me. Why isn't she behind me? I understand.
So she looks like she has a pussy. She can't be funny.
So I found out that she's a shemale. I was like, holy shit. Then I listened to it and I was like, she's actually fucking.
I'm only funny because I have testicles. That's just the reality. No.
She's a funny broad. Funny broad, dude. She's actually.
So wait, let me ask you. Where do you do your podcast out of?
Our house.
Right out of our house, yeah.
Which is where?
In upstate New York.
Fishkill, New York.
Yeah. Oh, you did say. Okay, I thought you were LA. Right?
Yeah.
We used to be in
Vegas until June. We moved back to New York.
Mm-hmm. Why you just didn't like Vegas?
No.
Oh my God.
I started going
so
stir crazy after a year and a half.
It's fucking unreal how normal your brain is.
Well, yeah, we stay the fuck away from the crazy.
Well, I'm from New York, but. And then when I was 36, we moved out there. So I have a New York East Coast head.
Yeah, you guys are like an old white couple that moved up to fucking upstate New York. Yeah.
Well, that's
off
the thing.
Hudson.
We could have moved to L.A.
You guys antique together?
Yes.
We actually did.
You did?
We did.
And then we just fucked each other in the ass right afterwards. Yeah. We're just like, pewter, let's go at it. But yeah, we're normal. We're normal.
So what's the name of the podcast again?
Bailey J Radio is the name of it, but the website's BaileyJShow.com. Because some asshole owns Bailey J Radio and won't give it to me.
Well, fucking,
well, fucking happy.
I want to give it to you. What does he want for it?
I didn't ask how much money he wants. He wants to like partner with us and work
together.
Yeah,
we're together. Just like, dude, seriously, we're not that.
What an
Why
asshole.
Are you off Twitter?
I'm off Twitter because I've been looking for an excuse to get off there for a long time because the people that look at tranny porn and the people I want to talk to are two completely different animals.
Right. Well, it was giving access to the crazies to her mind.
The dumbest fucking Mountain Dew chugger, pieces of shit, Faygo drinking, like juggalo.
Yeah, everything she says.
ICP.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like the worst ICP fans had the access to talk to me. And I'm not trying to talk to the dumbest pieces of shit on earth. So it's some asshole from Nebraska wants to tell me how big his dick is. I don't give a fuck. So then finally there's this stalker who wouldn't leave me alone. And I was like, hey, you're the reason I get to finally get out of this shit. So I just got off.
How many followers did you have?
13,000.
Well, that's a pretty good promotion for the podcast, though, no?
Yeah, it was.
That was a very hard decision to get off there. But what happened was I was like, I'm going to get off there. And
they found her anyway.
Well, right. That's the thing. The website numbers went up. The podcast numbers went up.
I think the podcast is actually is better than Twitter because you actually get your fans. The people that really want are fans of yours.
Exactly.
Twitter, you get a lot of people who are just fucking.
But this is like a
trolls.
Second filter.
Yeah, they don't.
I mean? It's a filter behind the filter. So
right.
I get diehard fans who are interested in my voice as opposed to just like, hey, your butthole is really cool. I'm from Persia, which doesn't even exist anymore. They just don't want to say they're from Iraq. But so
I jerk off to you in Mesopotamia.
So yeah, pieces of shit. I just, you know, every asshole can jerk off to somebody on the internet. Yeah, Constantinople. So
fucking Joe, are you fucking Joe's shit faced.
No, I'm not shit faced.
Are you buzzing?
I'm a little tipsy.
You almost finished that whole bottle.
You were just, dude, you're over there just fucking laughing.
I'm close to shit faced.
Can I fast forward 2 hours after they're gone? Yeah. He's vomiting. I fucking love her, dude. Questioning everything.
Jimmy, come over here. Just come over here for a second.
Hold me. I feel bad because I didn't tell Joe that she was married. He actually was.
Jimmy. Sorry. Dude, did I cut you off?
I told them, I go, look, he was really looking forward to this. He thought he was going to hook up. And I told them, please don't say anything to my friend Joe. I just want to
ruin him on air.
Let me say, in all fairness, I wasn't arrogant to the point of saying I'm going to definitely.
It would have happened if I wasn't married. So you
but,
can.
Thank you. But
if that's better or worse.
I definitely had a fantasy
if you
going
married,
in my head.
If you weren't married, my wife would not be here tonight. Honey, you got to go out. We got to talk
business.
I'd fuck
her too. No, I'd fuck everybody in this room. Standards are like.
I was very. I'm
like,
serious.
Oh, you have a pulse?
She
Let's
stirred
do
something up in me that, like, I didn't. Know was there, and I was very excited to meet her. I was very
but yet
sad.
Everybody you've ever hung out with knew was there.
Faggot. You faggot.
Well, look, you know, can't argue.
They're all gay to me. It's okay.
Yeah, everybody's
can we
gay.
Get? Can I ask this?
All right, now my wife's gone. Matt, let this happen. Not a, no.
Matt, stop being a stiff.
Plug me up right now.
Look, we're all gonna sucker cock real quick.
Can we get? Look. I don't know if this. I shouldn't ask this. Whatever. Can we get some? Can we get a free code for the website or something? Can we?
Yeah, dude, not so. On the fucking air.
No, I mean, but after,
on our off time, maybe after the I'll air. Throw you
oh,
a bone.
I want to see some clips. I
yeah, he
see
wants
some
the
clips.
Real bone.
I'll throw you a Sheba.
Who's the guy from American Sports? We can get you codes. Yeah, well, Izzy will give us some.
Yeah, no, totally. We'll
We've done it for
up.
A contest. Who's yeah, we can get everybody.
Who's
you
the guy
you
from
want fleshlights? American we have Splendor.
I don't want fleshlights. I just want to see the clips.
They're
the star
awful.
Of American Splendor, that little bald guy.
Yeah.
What's his name?
American Splendor.
Kevin Spacey?
No.
No.
Oh, Paul Giamatti?
You sound like him.
I know, and I kind of look like him, too.
People can sound like Paul Giamatti.
I don't see the look.
I get the Paul Giamatti a lot, and I get Brad Garrett a lot, which I can't.
You look a little more like Brad, but the voice.
Yeah,
I get
that constantly. Yeah. And it really sucks to know there's already a guy out there that looks like you that's famous.
Oh.
Because you're like, well, I'm not going to make it.
But that's a good impersonation. I've never
You called my boob saggy,
I've
by
never
the
heard
way.
Anybody
I
try that.
No, I said...
I don't want to slouch now.
No. I said, I like that your boobs have a little fucking...
They do. No, they look real.
They pop down a little bit because when they stick up too much, like my wife's too, they you can pick them
they
up
look
and
like
they
bolt on
they drop down a little bit like
yeah,
real
yeah,
tits.
No,
is your wife over or under the muscle?
She went. Good question. Well, she was here. I'd fuck. I think under the muscle.
She's
oh,
over.
I'm over
that's
the
why
muscle.
They drop a little.
And then
the
new silicone, not
these
right.
are new. Yeah, these are new.
The
silicone.
New. Oh my god.
The difference for trannies
oh
can be good
god.
Because.
Oh my god. Hang on 1 second, Matt.
Holy mackerel.
Holy moo moo.
I can show them. They're pretty.
Yeah, show them. Show them.
Hang on. Hang on.
Well, fine.
Wait, I want to get a picture of your boobs next to Norton's head.
By the way.
Yeah, can I get a picture for Norton? This is for Norton.
We need Norton next to boobs.
Hang on, let me get it on camera. Hang on.
I can see your Spanx, though.
Hang on.
I know, my Spanx are like all the way up.
What do you have Spanx on for? Duh.
Because they suck in my gut.
I'm kidding.
They suck in my big man.
Hang on, Norton.
Gut.
Smile, Jimmy. Got it. I'll send it to you.
You're going to see my nipples on? Yes. Or like,
send it to me,
are
too.
Are those yours?
My nipples?
Yeah, but
what the fuck? I didn't put them on.
Are those, those yeah, they look like girl nipples.
Well, it's because hormones kind of make them...
Stretch out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're good, though.
Yeah.
I'm great. Happy with them.
Yeah, they look great. Holy doo-doo. Excellent. Now I just want to see the cock and everything will be...
I know, right? I just jerked myself off with my tits.
Take those goddamn Spanx off. You know those are impossible to take off.
Cut myself out and pour out of them like cookie dough.
Who is the one I'm thinking of? She was from... she's a Puerto Rican or Hawaiian. I'm so annoyed I can't place that name.
What do you mean?
They're all Puerto Rican
I'll
Hawaiian.
Google Hawaiian training.
That'll bring it up.
Yeah.
But yeah, if people listen to this podcast, they like your podcast. Same fucking. Yeah, exactly. You guys shoot the shit. You talk about Sam. You're fucking hilarious. You're fucking racist sometimes.
I'm really not racist.
I know
though.
You're joking.
I'm so comfortable with black guys because I sucked a black dick and whatever.
Well, yeah, you're kidding.
Yeah,
you're totally kidding.
I don't give a fuck. Like, yeah, I support gay people. They're like the worst. So, I mean, you know.
But, that's so funny.
They're not even people.
But
so.
No, you're, but you're, you're, but you're
gay people.
Yeah. So, but you're her? Not. You're no. not. What is a shemale?
Isn't that funny? Because
what is a shemale?
Technically,
isn't that gay?
Technically, I'm transgendered, so okay. I'm part of the gay community.
Okay.
But like I said, you know, some trannies or whatever transgendereds, they as soon as they're passable enough to stay away from the gay community, they do. But like I'm passable, and I'm very pro the gay community. If I had a pussy, I would be just as pro gay the gay community.
Right.
If you had a pussy, you wouldn't be on this podcast.
That is actually true. I would be married to a very rich man right now.
Yeah.
So
yeah, if you had a pussy, you wouldn't be here at all.
I wouldn't try this much. I wouldn't look this good because I wouldn't try nearly as hard. I'd be like, I'm the wet box. Let's make it happen. I'd be fat. I'd be in Brooklyn just trying to get anybody in me.
If you had a pussy, I wouldn't be as confused as I am right now.
Yasmin Lee.
Yasmin Lee.
There we go. Yeah, she was, somebody called her the most famous transsexual in America.
Y or a J?
Bradley Cooper called her the most famous transsexual in America on
why
the Graham Norton show. And I'm watching it as a tranny porn star going, no, she's not.
She is.
Like,
I mean, she is pretty.
Well,
I mean,
because she was in,
do you have her there?
She was in Hangover 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, she. I mean, she has a nice fucking piece too.
We were in the. I don't know what she sounds like. I don't know anything about her. We were in the same Bizarre magazine did a thing on us, and we were in the same thing.
Yeah, but you're like a girl. That's a woman. Most trainees look like women.
I you like look like a I'm yeah, but no, but you, baby maker.
You're like a you're like a 20 in your 20s
right.
chick.
Well, the thing with trannies is they look older than they are.
Because when, they're men.
When you see a 30-year-old woman who's a tranny, chances are she's 19. And that's just...
Well, a lot of them get too much surgery at 22.
Oh, exactly. Everybody can so look like older. A 40-year-old hot lady when they have all the same surgery a 40-year-old hot lady has.
They look like Meg Ryan, kind of.
Well, yeah, they have the thin nose and they got their jaw shaved down. And I mean, I might get that done as they get older. I don't know how I'm going to age. I might look like, you know, insane in 5 years. I don't know. But I hope not.
No, not at all. Yeah. Well, listen, this has been a fucking fantastic podcast. We've Definitely. Been going on for two and a half hours.
Holy shit.
I'm gonna yeah, man.
Wow.
Really is right. We're gonna be splitting this podcast up into two segments. One called The Breaking of Joe's Heart, and the other one called the boner from Jim Norton.
Nice. Tears and wood.
Tears and wood. If you honestly, God, thank you, you guys, Matt, for coming
you're
in
welcome.
And being
for having us.
Such a cock block. You saved my marriage.
Thank you.
Matt, you saved my marriage. If you weren't married to her right now, I would be choking.
I'd have three dicks in my throat.
I'd be choking on Norton's cock to get him out of the way.
Your wife right now is on the stoop weeping softly into a napkin.
That has nothing to do with
crying into a dog.
We get a sausage soup recipe.
That has nothing to do with Bailey. She does that. She'd be doing that anyways. Joe DeRosa, thank you for being on. I'm sorry, dude. I didn't tell you. Can you just tell me what your fantasy, if you thought might happen tonight?
This is what I thought. Okay, this is honestly what I thought would happen.
Yeah.
I thought...
Hang on.
Okay.
Hang on.
Let me put on my glasses.
Is that the new iPhone?
Yeah, this is the new one.
Bastard. Oh, I want one, kind of.
So you can get one, but you have to earn it. Listen.
I always do.
What was your fantasy that you thought was going to happen tonight?
What I honestly thought might happen...
I like that he has the comedian's brick wall behind him.
What I honestly thought might happen was... And I did try to choose my outfit carefully for this.
Norton, you got dressed up for tonight, I swear to God.
Not dressed up, but, you know, I tried to... go at it right.
Your favorite shirt.
Yeah, so, you wanted to have like a white stripe like to match the sneakers a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly.
Kind of an ensemble.
Yeah,
in hindsight, I would have ruined that shirt. But
so that's fine.
What do you mean?
I would have fucking never would have worn that shirt ever again. It would have been a cum rag.
You should have jizzed all over fucking Joe's brand new shirt he bought.
I would have had it framed. What I thought was going to happen was this. I thought, all right, she's coming down with the guy from her podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to have a bunch of drinks during the podcast.
Yeah.
It's going to end. We're going to go, hey, it's Halloween. Let's all go to a bar. We're all going to go out drinking. They're going to go, we got to catch a train or we got to drive back. I'm going to go, guys, you can crash at my place. Yeah.
That's how it works.
We all go back to my place. We're all drinking, listening to the tunes, having a good time. You know what I mean? Maybe
what
we
are
put
we listening
on the new
to?
Tom Waits record.
ABBA?
Who fucking knows what happens, ABBA. Right?
That's what gets me every time.
Yeah.
I have a semi right now.
And then possibly, I break off with the J over here.
Yeah.
But who knows? I know. I thought at least we'd make it back to my place after a night of drinking, the three of us. And then, you know, perhaps something happens. Who knows? But I thought we'd at least get that far. Yeah. And
cleaned your apartment, I would guess.
It's always clean. Okay. Dude. I'm a fucking psycho.
And what was your big line as you two were kissing? You were going to say, like, I've never been so confused and had so much clarity at the same time.
It's not happening, homo.
I don't have a pussy, so it doesn't take a line. Like, I've literally put my dick in the mouth of a person in the middle of a line. Like, it doesn't take that much effort. I'm a dude.
Bailey J, you are fucking amazing. Thank you for coming on.
America's treasure.
You are
America's sweetheart. America's sweetheart.
Unbelievable. Thank you, Matt, for coming on.
You're
know
welcome.
What, dude? And Bailey, I really appreciate it. Joe, Jimmy, thanks for stopping by. Not that you would have stopped by if it was just anybody here.
Yeah, believe me, I came by for your guest and your wife's food. You had nothing to do with it.
I really appreciate it. Make sure you go to Matt. Why don't you give out the websites again?
ts-baileyj.com and baileyjshow.com.
Yeah, iTunes too. Go to her show, subscribe, make her get her up there in the top fucking 20.
Do it.
Yeah, go to her show. Her show's fucking hilarious. Really is funny. Yeah. I'm not just saying that because she's here. She has beautiful tits and an awesome cock.
No, it's a very funny podcast.
Very funny podcast.
Support her. Support her. Support them. Excuse me.
Yeah, support them.
How long is your podcast?
2 hours
on
average.
An hour? 2 hours?
Yeah, usually two.
Yep.
Every week. Every Wednesday night. All you guys are invited to be on it.
Oh yeah, definitely. Anybody that wants to be on it.
And you can do it through Skype. You don't have to leave your house.
Oh yeah, you can just call in.
Great.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to be on it.
Unless you want to go up to come up to Fishkill and do wine tasting.
You know
first.
Jake Fogelnest.
Yes.
He's on the show a lot.
Yeah, he's been on a bunch.
I just did a show with him.
Yeah.
I just
did Robin Quivers, right?
Jake Fogelnest.
Yeah. Jake Fogelnest. That's got to be a showbiz name.
I'm kidding.
He's a DJ on Sirius.
He's on Sirius.
Painfully Jewish. I love him.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's really good.
Just up your way.
Yeah.
I was just up your way doing a show at...
trying to end this podcast.
Sorry.
Aww. 20 minutes. Now you're going to fucking socialize?
Oh, good. A Tappan Zee Bridge story.
You really stink, Joe. Yeah.
All right, whatever.
I'm trying to end it for 20 minutes. I gave all the credits out once again. And you know, I was up by your way around 3 weeks ago.
I'm just grasping at straws to bond with them right now. I just want to be a part of their life.
Well, they said they could have you be on the show. Just go up to Fishkill.
Oh, yeah, Joe's just trying to connect. Fucking Route, what's up on Route 9, right?
That's right. That's right by us.
I hope they fucking tie you up and keep you up there like a gimp.
Wine tasting and apples.
Jesus,
hope she just keeps you in the basement and fucks your mouth every day.
I gotta get back to my apartment and just fucking stare into the abyss.
You got nothing.
Nothing.
At least I got my wife. I can pretend I'm fucking Bailey tonight.
All right. I got Near Dark on DVD. That's all I fucking got.
I'm gonna fuck my wife with my fucking with a banana in my mouth.
Put her on testosterone. Put her on testosterone. Her clit will grow. Like,
oh, that will make me thrive. I hate big clits.
No. Not a nice bodybuilder. Fuck.
Fuck that. A little baby penis.
It's like a baby carrot.
Yeah, it's. Thanks.
I like a big
It's like a cow tongue. Just
I fucking hate it. All right, so Bailey J, you're fucking amazing. You guys are amazing. My wife's back. Perfect timing. That's the end of the podcast, you guys. Make sure you guys, the guys who, all you people who donated to the podcast, I really appreciate it. Go to gloryholeradio.com/Robert Kelly. If you want to check out, you have Android phone, you have iTunes, all the information's up there. We're on iTunes. Get the Robert Kelly app. It's in the App Store, Robert Kelly Live, brand new app, and it's free. So go get that shit. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes. Make sure you spread the fucking word. And thanks a lot for listening to, you know what, dude? Jim Norton, you actually came up with that name. Podcast. We'll see you guys later. Okay, here's the deal. Go right now to iTunes and get my app. It's free, you asshole. It's free. Free. If you have an iPhone and you don't have my app on it and you listen to this podcast, you're a fucking loser or you're just lazy. It has the podcast on there, updates every week. It has my tour dates. It has a bunch of shit and it's free. It's free. It's the best way to listen to the podcast if you have an iPhone. Right in your fucking hand. It updates automatically. And another thing, motherfuckers, thank you for donating all the fucking cash you have. We've made this podcast a million times better because of your donations. If you want to donate, it's $10 and $20. We're going to kind of switch that up to make it whatever you want. It's on gloryholeradio.com/Robert Kelly, right at the top donate button. We appreciate all the donations because it does help. It fucking helps. We pay for a bunch of shit, microphones and cords and wires and fucking mixing boards and all kinds of doodads that we need to make this show better so you guys get to fucking have some entertainment in your life. So thank you for all the donations. Keep spreading the word. Tell everybody you know to get this fucking podcast. You guys got us up to number 30 last week. That's amazing. So thank you, and that's it. Keep listening.